What a podcast.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
I'm watching it. Hello, everybody. That's some crushing death metal sounds of Necryptic in the background there in the studio at Central Mode.
Lately?
It was a while back, but they haven't released the album yet. So,
I don't.
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody.
How's those guys?
Yeah. It's the Terry Gatch Comedy Show. I'm Terry.
You have a different singer now, right?
He's Gatch. Yeah, he's mad.
I am Gatch.
He's like, wah, 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 wah. But yeah, made a recent trip back to Central Node last week or so.
Right on.
To finish up the last mix of the Bikini CD. And I think it's finished now. We recorded it, mixed it, thought it was done, and then sat on it for 2 months and then decided the vocals were too loud and the snare was too quiet. But got that worked out, and now we're just going to decide what we're going to do with it. We're going to release it somehow, but I don't have any money. Just had to pay $800 for my car to get the clutch fixed. Thanks to Chris at Trusty Automotive for doing that. It could have been up to $1,400. I checked later at the dealership and at another place. And then I saw a YouTube video of a guy with the same exact car who got that job done. It was $1,000. So thanks, Chris, for shaving off about $200-$300 for us.
And it's awesome.
And he's Trusty. He's Trusty Automotive. Remember when he used to do that show?
Yeah.
Called Metal something?
Yeah, did you ask him about that?
No, but they practiced there at his place, and that's the same place where they used to record that show.
Huh.
He's got his band Trauma Queen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they've expanded now. Robert Johnson has moved over to guitar, and their drummer has moved. Their bass player moved to guitar, drummer moved to bass, and then they got a new a new drummer, so they're a five-piece now.
We're going to have to take a quick break.
Okay. All right, we're taking a break, and we'll be right back.
And we're back.
Hey, you know what I fucking found out that I didn't know that just happened the other day? You know that dude that was had a nail in his head in Happy Gilmore, and he played the villain in the James Bond movies, that big, tall guy with the mustache that kind of had like a cross?
Standard villain guy.
Richard Kiel.
He was Jaws, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died.
Not the mechanical shark jaws.
No. He was a person.
Yeah, from the movie from Octopussy.
And another James Bond
was
movie,
that,
too.
I don't think he was in Octopussy.
Well, it was one of those James Bond movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just
found
out.
Really good ones that everybody loves so much.
I was looking at Floyd's page because I was trying to get that song that we used to play for the outro, and he must have deleted it or something because it's not playing. But anyway, on his page, he had said, he was sad that Jaws died. So, yeah, that's the third.
Yeah, that guy had been in a few things. I'm surprised he wasn't, like, in the inner circle with the zombie movies.
He looked kind of zombie-ish, like a big, fucked-up zombie.
Yeah, I'm in the Rob Zombie movies.
Oh.
Because, you know, like,
yeah,
he's always a villainous kind of a... He's just a big guy.
Yeah,
he's a big guy. So, I mean, you get
he's
typecast.
I wonder if people used to call him, hey, big guy, what's going on? Big guy? Big fella? So this is a funny thing. Just it makes me think that I'm right when I say sports are dumb.
All right.
A lot of people that don't like sports are cool. No. So there's a friend of a friend. I'm not going to mention any names, but a friend of a friend had been avid California or not California, Dallas Cowboy. Dallas Cowboys fan, big time. 38 years, right?
Okay, your friend.
No. Friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend.
Not even a mutual. Well, I guess it's a mutual friend because it's a friend.
An acquaintance.
Of a friend. I've never met him. No, not even an acquaintance.
Okay.
A friend of a friend. Friend of a friend. A coworker of a friend.
All right.
A coworker of a friend. And so he saw a picture of him with his Cowboys shirt on. He's like, you're a big Cowboys fan. He's like, I'm not a Cowboys fan anymore. And he's like, why? He's like, because they got a queer. And he's serious. This guy, he's from Sweet Home. And he's seriously. Hates the Cowboys now because they got a gay dude that's open about it. Mm-hmm. There has been other gay dudes on football teams before, I'm sure. They just didn't. Never? Come on. You don't think there's ever been
a gay... Not openly.
No, that's what I mean. Not openly. But you know there's been...
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah. How many people are gay?
Definitely.
Just because this guy decided
that's
to tell
you. That's 100% likely.
And how does this Cowboy fan not even get the correlation that a lot of Cowboys are gay? Brokeback Mountain, Village People.
Oh, they like chocolate pudding.
Yeah, gay pudding. Village People. So anyway, I just think that it's funny how people will base their entire beliefs. Well, nope. If they got a
after 38 years, he just stops being a Cowboys fan because they got a queer on their team.
They've always had different players. You like Seinfeld said, you're rooting on a jersey basically because people come and people go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you like a player when he's on your team, but when Deion Sanders goes to the other, that's a good reference, isn't it? I fucking hate Deion Sanders now because he's on the Chargers. That's probably not true.
Yeah, or it'd be like the hating your team because they made one move. You know,
oh, like, to a different town.
No, like because they made one trade or whatever. Like they traded a player that you really liked,
right?
So you're not a fan of that team anymore. I mean, that's not what it's about. It's not about that at all. You know, it's about camaraderie amongst fans.
Yep.
You know, that's one of the reasons why I picked a different team. I was always a Dan Marino fan.
Go Dolphins.
And so I was always a Dolphins fan growing up, even though I once had a picture of me in a Cowboy shirt. I just liked the logo star. And they were America's team in the 70s, before I formed my own opinions.
What about Ray Finkel? Did you like him?
His name sounds familiar.
The kicker from the Dolphins.
Oh, I don't know.
Finkel and Einhorn. Einhorn and Finkel.
And then, so I liked the Dolphins, but then when Dan Marino retired, I didn't really feel like I had strong ties to the Dolphins as a team. I felt like if I was gonna pick a different team, now would be the time to do it. I thought about it for a couple of years before I really made like a decision, but part of that decision was based on the camaraderie of the people around me and who they're fans of, to be able to enjoy that part of it.
Right.
The friend camaraderie of enjoying the team. And what's more metal than the Raiders anyway, really, right?
They're about the most metal football team.
I just wish they would start playing like they did in the 70s when they had like beat people to death and stuff like that on the field.
Yeah. Like they should. That's the way things should be.
I know. If NASCAR can be all about watching cars go around in a circle until one of them crashes and dies, why can't football be like watch players fly around and hit each other until one of them dies?
Right. They should combine boxing and football, I think.
Boxing and football. They used to. Back in the 70s, they used to allow that until that one guy, I think his name was Deacon Jones. But he was on the Rams team. And when they'd hike the ball, he would just stand up and he'd start with both hands just hitting both sides of the guy's helmet. That was his thing. He would just smack them as hard as he could back and forth on the helmet because it was legal. And he dominated. And then they made that illegal after he retired.
Yeah.
Which is kind of unfair to the rest of the people after him, isn't it? I mean, come on. There could be some nasty... You could have just one guy that's his entire job is to come in there and just like Mike Tyson, the guy, bash him right upside the helmet.
It's probably good that they did make it illegal, but I don't know. So when you stopped liking the Dolphins, did you choose or did you just kind of like out of the blue, you just went with the Raiders? Or did you ever think about like following Dan Marino, even though he'd retired, and like joining Nutrisystem or something?
No. Well, when I was growing up, my other team, because I always thought you could have an AFC team and an NFC team because they, would rarely play. And then, if they ever made it to the Super Bowl, that'd be awesome. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I always liked the Eagles too, because Randall Cunningham, he was kind of cool.
Randy Cunningham!
And, but I didn't, I didn't really feel like I wanted to go that connection too. And then when those dudes were going to the Raiders game down in Oakland, I think that kind of sealed the deal because I had a chance to go. I was like, well, hell yeah.
I'm going!
Yep.
I'm going.
And they were accepting people on the bandwagon.
Huh.
Because sometimes the bandwagon's closed. When the Ducks are doing good, you can't jump on the bandwagon when,
No.
It's closed.
The bandwagon is closed.
I heard they have been doing good. I haven't paid attention. I didn't even know the season started, but I heard they're number 2 in the nation.
Who's that?
the Ducks.
Oh, yeah. That's what I heard, too. And my wife was talking about it, saying if they did something, well, they could be number one. Well, of course, if you're number two and you do something, you could be number one. But, yeah, just people get so excited.
I know.
So excited. Like
number one is another Oregon team.
Yeah.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Is that in Oregon?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But, you know, my son, Mike, his dad, which is weird.
Married Mike?
My stepson, married Mike. Mm-hmm. His dad is a big, huge Duck fan. He's always got season tickets. He posts shit on Saturday morning, 5:21 a.m. 5:21 a.m. Can't sleep. Just thinking about the Duck game. Can't wait to get down there. Fuck, really? That excited about it? Get that fucker. Get him. Oh, he got away.
Dang it.
I think you sonic boomed him, though, and he was like...
Yeah, yeah. He probably squirted out the top like,
yeah.
Sometimes there's flies in here, and I like to get them.
Yeah.
I'll let them get like three or four strong, and then I'll just get out a spatula, dude.
We have a couple fly swatters now.
Yeah.
My wife bought a couple, and she will sit outside on the front porch swatting flies.
Yeah.
Like, you are fighting a losing battle. And she's like, yeah, but the ones that were around me aren't around me anymore.
Yeah. But each one you kill is like you're killing 1,000 maggots, right?
I guess.
That's the way I look at it.
Every fly is 1,000 maggots?
Potentially.
Okay. That's kind of like every picture tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
Every fly is 1,000 maggot donuts.
Maggot donuts.
Yeah, I like that. Every 1,000 flies a maggot donut. A maggot donut?
Yep.
That's the new thing at Voodoo Donuts. They have the maggot donut.
Oh, that'd be good.
It's just covered with white rice.
They would at those conventions where people eat all that, like... scorpion lollipops and stuff like that, they would dig on a maggot donut.
Maybe even over in Japan there, Tokyo, with the black burger with the squid sauce.
Or in New Guinea where they still eat people.
Yeah, and rape people publicly.
Yep.
And burn witches and shit.
That'd be cool if you could visit it, but it had a dome. If they were under the dome and you could visit and just watch all that stuff going on.
Yeah, have you been watching the dome or did you get it give up?
Well, I missed the first episode, and so I figured I'll just wait until the whole season.
Oh, so you haven't watched any of it? Okay, well,
I purposely not watch it now because I won't know what's going on.
It's getting stale, it's getting old, and it's getting dumb.
That's why I figured I could just binge it for like 8 hours when it all comes out on,
and then you could just be disappointed then instead of being disappointed.
I already know I will be. I think, you know, I don't know. I would like to experience it when it's all completely done. I think that's probably what I'll do. I'll wait until that. Until then, I'll just watch the Langoliers again.
I'm just hoping that they don't do a third season. Please don't do a third season. I mean, how long can this go on?
I don't know. Just long. They're going to compete with Walking Dead.
Oh, that's coming soon to a TV near you, too, and it's going to be fucking walking around just like last year.
How many times could you watch...
Walking Around.
How many times could you watch Langoliers in a row?
I don't know. Is it on
Netflix?
Before
you would consider being torture.
Before I consider that Bronson Pinchot is not that great of an actor.
Dude, he does look fucking twigged out on that, though, man. He does great playing the... It was great makeup, though. I mean, it was all his eyes and fucking...
Yeah.
It would have been great, too, if at the end Larry would have been there.
Did you say twigged out?
Yeah.
What's the definition of being twigged out?
I don't know. It's just skinny? Another slang.
For twig?
No, his eyes were all...
Tweaky?
Yeah, dude. And red and... Just like he hadn't slept in days.
Yeah, well, now this next thing, I know you probably have heard the correlation before, but this was new to me. Not the correlation, but the way it all played out. An old friend moved back to Brownsville recently who used to, I used to jam with him, and he comes in and out of my life every once in a while because he moved back around anyway. He'd been a former dabbler in the twiggies, you know, and so he kind of looks a little twigged out sometimes.
And dabbler then, now is someone who does dabs, right?
I guess. I just dabble in the dabs because it's the dabble do you.
Mm-hmm.
But so he shows up and he's like, yeah, I got a great deal on this house down across town there. It's in foreclosure. And the lady was pretty nice. He said she's probably about 70 or so. And then she came out and she saw us and she's like, you guys aren't scrap metalers, are you? And I said, that's like a code name for tweaker, right? And he's like, oh, yeah. You guys aren't scrap metalers, are you? And so yeah, I'd never heard them called
to get some scrap metal.
Scrap metal. Well, no, I think she just meant that people who do scrap metaling,
yeah,
are tweakers, mm-hmm, usually. You know, so and so there was a guy at our practice space with Robert, and I think he was a little former tweaky or maybe possibly current dabbler. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I shouldn't judge, but so I said, yeah, this guy just left, and I thought this is funny, so I'm going to share it with him. I was like, yeah, their new landlord or the lady they're buying the house from said, you guys aren't scrap metalers, are you? And they laughed, and then he's like, yeah, I don't scrap none of my stuff. He's like, I keep all my shit. I was like, that's a weird thing to say. That's a weird, mm-hmm, thing to say. That's a weird thing to say. I don't scrap metal. That's like, I'm not a tweaker. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't scrap none of
exactly.
my stuff. I don't scrap none of my stuff. I just...
whatever you're thinking about me, it's not true.
What do you mean scrap metal? What are you trying to get at? I don't scrap nothing. I'll fix your shit, though. I'll fix your shit. You want me to fix some, yep, shit for you? Because I can fix... You want to fix... I'll fix your roof, dude. If I can fix your roof.
You know, what doesn't pay very well is scrap and plastic. It's only like a quarter a pound or something like that.
You guys aren't scrap plasticers, are you?
But you know, some plastic that was recently scrapped is some Joan Rivers.
Oh, what did they melt her down and make? I don't know. Fashion police.
I hope they saved her vagina.
Why?
I would like to get a pocket pussy cast with that.
Well... some people don't know that that's a thing. Yeah. I mean, they know that there's pocket pussies and fleshlights, yeah, but I was watching this stupid show with my wife that I have to watch sometimes. It's like Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and it's usually those housewives or couples therapy reunion or something stupid.
But is it like a candid camera setup show?
No.
You're just observing people as their life happens?
Basically, yeah. And this was just a couple's...
but kind of a hidden camera show.
Well, no, there was a show a year, and it's probably still on a year ago, and new season now called Couples Therapy, where we have like semi-famous people come on, and it's like a...
they talk through couples' problems.
Right, and they live in a house for so long or whatever. You know, it's like a reality show.
Oh, there's that new one, Love Prison, too.
Yeah.
Could you be on
a dead island with these people? So anyway, this one lady, girl, she was on... Pregnant 16 on, uh-huh, MTV, and then they leaked a sex tape, and then she, uh-huh, made a mold of her vagina, uh-huh, and then they were talking about that, and this other lady's like, wait, what are you guys talking about? She's like, oh, she has a line of adult toys that she does, and it's her
pooper,
the Golden Trinity. You know, you can get her boobs and her vagina and her pooper, and they're like, you guys are kidding, right? That's not a real thing. Like, oh, it's totally real.
I thought it would be the mouth, the vagina, and the pooper. Would be the Holy Trinity, right?
Well, it'd be, if you had the head, it'd be the whole doll, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just the headless.
Well, no, it'd just be like three molded holes in like a little triangle thing.
Three molded holes in, yeah, a little triangle.
That's, you just kind of like move it around, you twist it around.
Yep.
While you're fucking it.
So it's like flip.
Yeah.
Flip.
So efficient.
Flip. Yep. Three holes, no waiting.
Yep.
Well, you know, some girls, they don't go for that stuff.
So someone didn't know that the people did that?
Yeah, like I'm sure that lady must have known that there's a pocket pussy, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Everybody knows about pocket pussy.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't used to have those.
With the molded toys, they do those.
Yeah, where it's supposed to actually, they pour hot wax on their vagina? No. How do they get
it? I think it's just plaster casting.
Oh, so they have to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they make a mold, and then they just put the latex.
So you'd have to put that stuff up inside their vagina, right?
Or do they just want
it to look like it on the outside?
I don't know. I'm sure they fine tune detail. They have an artist, you know, once it's truly cast, that gets down and, you know, examines the elasticity and all that to do all that, right?
Right. You'd think.
Mm-hmm. There's a wide variety of adult stars, though, and they all look different. I wonder if it's almost just like... it's just the difference is just in the looks, right?
Probably.
Because I've never seen, like, a granny's pocket pussy, like, where it's just all loose.
Flopping.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Beef curtains hanging from it.
Beef curtains for days.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That'd be kind of fun, though, you know? Yeah. It wouldn't be one. It wouldn't be a pocket pussy you'd use every day.
No, but like you wouldn't want to really fuck a granny. Well, maybe you would if you're crazy. Because
once a month, why not? You know, you got to switch things up.
That's true. If you're talking pocket pussies,
yeah.
You wouldn't want to fuck the same. But you wouldn't want to marry a pocket pussy. Which that was on something. I can't remember what though.
Something. I remember it too.
It's like a cartoon. And the guy was in a relationship with his pocket.
Oh, it was on that liquid television type show.
Was it?
It was on Comedy Central.
Oh.
It was called Twisted or something.
Hmm.
Remember?
No.
It only had like 6 episodes about 6 months ago. It was all weird, twisted cartoons.
That must be what it was.
Yeah, and he was married to his pocket pussy.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was called Twisted or something like that.
I can't recall.
Back to Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah. She's still plastic and still dead.
Yep. And to talk about your perception of Joan Rivers in the comedy world.
I think for a female, she was a trailblazer. Not the basketball team, but, you know, along the lines of Phyllis Diller.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and Phyllis Diller was around before her, right?
Yeah.
And Joan looked a lot different back in the day. I mean, she just looked like a homemaker, you know, back when she was first starting out in the television stuff. She'd always wear like those homemaker dresses from the 50s and, you know, things like that, right?
Yeah.
You'd see her on the George Burns show.
Yeah.
Come out and do like a little guest spot and...
And some of the panel shows from back in the day.
Mm-hmm. And then she took a turn for the raunchy.
Yeah.
Early on.
And, you know, like, what do you think about the whole thing that went on with her and Johnny where he, like, kind of disowned her as a friend because she took that show on Fox?
Yeah, that's tough. I think that was pretty harsh of him. But he kind of got her, like, major stardom, right? Because
pretty much.
And then he had her... She was the guest host for a long time, the first woman late night comedy thing, and I guess he took it as a giant insult that she would try to compete with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows what was said behind the scenes first. Maybe he said that he would do that, you know, and she just said, well, fuck you then, and
yeah.
Did it anyway. You know, but that was, you know... That rivalry was long held since we're like...
But I think they made their peace before he went out, right?
Probably, yeah. But probably not very soon beforehand. No, because I heard right up until he died, he was trying to get her, like, kicked out of show business. Like,
yeah, he was pissed. Blackballed. He was not mad. He was not happy, I mean.
Yeah, and... And part of it, too, is that he held that grudge even though her show was not successful at all, and... She pretty much fell flat on her face with it.
Yeah. Know?
And many others did, too, including Magic Johnson and...
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase. Mm. Fletch. 2 Lakers guys. Chevy yeah. Chase and Magic Johnson.
How is Chevy Chase a Lakers guy?
Because he played Fletch.
Was he a basketball player?
No, he was. He always wore a Lakers jersey. He was a huge Lakers fan.
I don't think I ever saw Fletch.
Fletch and Fletch Lives and Fletch 2?
I've heard of him and I know him, but there's like I was
it was based on a book series about a cop who loved the Lakers.
I think it was in an age when I wasn't watching stuff like that and then I never revisited it.
You mean Chevy Chase movies? Is it Chevy?
It's Chev.
All right.
Chevy.
All right. So
it's like if you were
drove his Chevy till his levee like was dry. Do you think chicks Chung. he ever tells that to chicks?
What?
Ride my levee till it's dry.
He might. He wrote my Chevy to the levee, and now my levee is dry. Maybe him and Eugene Levy.
Oh yeah, eyebrows Magoo.
What, I drove my Chevy Chase to the Eugene Levy.
Oh man.
Oh man.
You know what's funny is Flames hates that new Netflix show, BoJack Horseman.
I don't even know what that is.
What?
BoJack Horseman. Well, I don't have internet right now, so I haven't been watching a lot of Netflix.
It's new on. It's a Netflix original. It has Will Arnett. He plays BoJack Horseman.
I love Will Arnett.
That's what Flame says, but he hates this show, dude.
Is it a comedy?
It's an animated comedy.
Oh.
He's BoJack Horseman. He's a horse.
I don't know what that is.
He's a horse who he's an egomaniacal, maniacal horse. An egomaniacal horse? Okay. Is that a thing?
Yeah. Well.
Where he's got an inflated self-worth, right? But now he's an aging has-been in the Hollywood scene. But he used to think he was all the shit, but he really wasn't.
Oh, okay.
But now he's aging and he's trying to get his career back up. And but he's a horse.
Okay. Well, I can't decide from that if I would like
Patton
it or not.
Patton Oswalt, it's got...
I love Patton Oswalt.
I know, it's got some good stuff, but it doesn't really grab me either.
No.
It's kind of dry. There's probably a few funny moments. But at the same time, right now, you got the Trailer Park Boys and The League, both really strong shows that are new on Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't even know until you told me today that The League has mm-hmm. new episodes. New to Netflix, mm-hmm. but aren't they doing new seasons of it on TV right
they
now?
They might. I don't keep up with it that much, really.
I watched Hell Baby again the other day.
Oh yeah, Hell Baby, yeah.
Dude, him and Rob Hubel are the cops on that.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I guess it was Thomas Lennon that wrote that movie. Him and that mm-hmm. other dude, but funny.
Yep, Rob and Rob are both pretty funny.
Yeah.
Rob Hubel and that other Rob.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Main role, Rob, that dude. I can't think of his name right now. Mm-hmm. Corduroy.
No, I was thinking of the other Rob, though, too. The tall guy.
What?
Rob.
Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Rob.
You know, Broccoli Rob.
To steal. Rob. No.
He might have been in a movie, even.
Who's the
you
tall
see
Rob?
Ken Marino's getting a CBS show or something?
No. It's about time.
I know.
Jeez.
It's going to be that Ray Romano.
He kind of looks like...
Okay.
He kind of looks a little bit like Ray Romano.
And type in comedian Rob and see if I can get this guy's name. Rob Williams.
No. Rob Hubel and Rob...
Riggle. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live for a bit. He was also, he's in a lot of stuff.
Is that who I was thinking of?
Probably not.
I know it's not going to be.
He's not tall.
Yeah, it is who I'm talking about, Rob Riggle.
Because he's pretty funny.
You know who else is funny who could play his brother is Patrick Warburton.
Yeah. He always talks real funny, Warburton. He kind of talks like John Wayne.
Isn't he the main character in American Dad or one of those?
Probably. And he was the Tick.
Yeah, he was the Tick. And I don't think he was. I know he's Joe on The Family Guy.
David Putty.
Yeah.
He was Putty. That was the first time I knew him was with Elaine's boyfriend.
Yep. Putty. Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, babe.
Elaine.
He's always like, hey, babe, what's up? Yep. He's got that attitude. I think that's how Patrick Warburton really is.
I know. He's the same character all the time.
He's like, I don't think he's just...
Even in Rules of Engagement, he just plays a really nice...
I'm not even acting, babe.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of a douche. Mm-hmm. But really cool. I'm really nice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I say it in a voice that you can't get mad. You know what I've been watching lately? This comedy show called 9/11.
Wait. What? Huh?
I watched a couple documentaries about that dude where they watched it was like 102 minutes that they just showed from like that to that and they just pieced together film clips during the whole thing of like found footage and the people's footage and they were showing the people like jumping off the building again like and just watching it all like in real time like that again with the clips like basically the best of the clips that they could find of the stuff, you know.
The best of 9/11.
It's like, what, 13 years later, I mean, they've had some time to compile and find it all.
Yeah.
But just watching it in real time as it was going down again, but knowing the events, like, you know, you're waiting for that second plane to come in and you're waiting to see those people fall
because you know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, dude, and it's still fucking just jaw-dropping, can't take my eyes off of it, just almost in a sickening way, but I mean just crazy, man.
Yeah,
to think about that day still.
Yep, it was. I remember. I always will remember.
I know. That's that day in history of our generation, right?
Yeah.
Like when people say Kennedy shot, I wasn't there for that.
And I might not wake up on September 11th, and that'd be the first thing I think, oh man, today was the day. I sure do love my country. But if I go, whoa, today's September 11th, that's trippy. Remember when I was getting ready for work that day and I saw that second plane crash into the fucking towers and I was like, whoa. And then Shireen's like, terrorist. And I'm like, what? I was so oblivious because I'm not into politics.
You didn't need to think about fucking terrorists or. You
I was just going, whoa.
You just lived your fucking little life. You didn't think like people wanted to hate America that bad.
Did you take the ISIS bucket challenge?
No. You know who did?
That ISIS.
Flames did.
Dude, it was a joke.
I know. He took it for the bucket challenge.
The ice bucket challenge for ALS?
Yeah.
Does he know anybody with ALS?
No, everybody at his work did it.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Well,
yeah, but I think it's on YouTube somewhere, but I wasn't able to find it.
Well, I tried to make a joke, and I haven't done it on stage because I was told that it was too soon and it's distasteful. It was the ISIS bucket challenge. You know about ISIS? The terrorists?
Yep.
They're beheading people and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Into buckets?
I guess.
Do it, dude.
That's the
challenge.
Why
are you scared of?
I'm not scared. I thought it was funny.
All right.
And also, like, when on 9/11...
And then if someone laughs, go high five, and when they raise their hand, do the boom, 9/11.
Yeah. And then, then see how much they really like you. You're like, hey, never remember. I mean, what? Don't forget. 9/11. No, and then I said that people should get together on 9/11 for their Let's Remember.
Join together.
But you should always play Jenga on 9/11.
They should have a special edition, a dual.
Two towers.
Yep. The Jenga.
The two towers Jenga. But that's not going to happen.
There'd only be like two pieces to take out of it. Or there'd be two pieces that you put in there, and then it kind of stands there for a while and then falls down.
Well, you have to have some toy mess. Little like Hot Wheel planes or something. You know, like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People say too soon.
Or maybe it could be like pin the tail on the donkey, dude. Pin the plane on the tower. Right? You got a picture of two towers.
Okay.
And then these sticky planes that you try to put into the towers.
And then where does the fire come in? Because Jenga blocks probably, that's almost like jingle bells. Jenga blocks probably burn pretty good.
Jenga blocks, Jenga all the way.
Oh, well, what fun it is to play Jenga on a 9/11 day.
Yep.
Or something.
I've been there.
You have?
No, I've been to 9/11.
What's in Hans's CD player? We're a little early, but we could do it later. I just finally got my phone to work. My computer's being a piece of shit. I'm going to get into that more in a second. But Hans is listening to Malevolent Creation.
MC.
He went from blues right into some early 90s death metal.
If you put them together, it's MCSRV.
MCSRV.
Before Stevie Ray Vaughan played guitar, he was a DJ.
DJ MCSRV.
MCSRV.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So good job, Hans. I listened to the new Exodus. We were hearing one song the other day on the podcast here, but I listened to that whole album. It's pretty good. If you're into thrash metal and stuff, you should check it out. I know I said I was moving over to the turntable, but I was listening to Exodus. I'm being honest, all right? I can't remember the name of the album, though.
Have you thought about... I forgot what I was going to say.
Me too, but I didn't forget that what I was going to say before was like my computer doesn't work and sometimes my phone doesn't work very well in my house, which even when my phone doesn't work, it's still awesome because it's doing stuff that I couldn't normally do. But I decided the other day in a minimal fit of rage, an inward fit of rage where I never exploded, that if I had the money, I would break phones and computers and stuff. I would throw cell phones through windows. If I had millions of dollars, knowing that I could just buy more. And that's not a good thing. So I'm glad I don't really have a lot of money.
There was a fad for a while back when the 360 came out and the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
And all the spendier cell phones and electronics were getting ridiculous with their prices. Remember
right.
that?
Yep.
And people would take donations online. And then they would, the goal would be to get the $300, say, to buy an Xbox 360, which were in short supply at the time, too.
Yeah. And they were sought after.
And they would, like, destroy them, just like brand new out of the box. They would just, like, take a sledgehammer to it, and then people donated money just so they could watch a video of someone doing that.
That's weird.
It's a rage against the machine, literally.
Yeah. Kill the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Kill the Xbox. Do you know anybody? I know you don't have any pets.
I do. Oh. I got worms.
Oh, yeah.
And I had three flies that lived for like 8 hours. But I think I got them too stoned.
Awesome. Well, you know what you used to ask me a lot when we used to do the podcast more regularly is, what's your cat count at right
now? Oh, cat count.
We're down.
Cat count.
We're so far down. Ring. It's awesome. My cat now comes back downstairs because the outside cats aren't there because all the outside adult cats are gone. Wait, there's one, two,
three.
So we've only got two outdoor cats and two indoor cats. And
wow.
that was down from like 20.
How many outdoor cats did you have?
God, at one time, at least like 20, because of all the kittens. Because there was three mama kitties that mm-hmm. just kept having kittens.
And how many got road rashed?
None.
Awesome.
Nope.
That's a great average.
Well, Dana keeps them in cages at night so they don't run amok.
Oh, really?
When they're little kitty, yeah, because she just...
Oh, when they're kittens.
I mean... She's a little overprotective, but... Oh, I didn't get to talk about this or tell you. This is a good story. So the cats, before the cats went away, we had three mama cats that all recently had kitties, so they were very territorial.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably told the story about my friend
Smoking
Lodestone coming over.
Mama cat.
Coming over and bringing his dog, and I told him, don't bring your dog. You don't care if he's on a leash. My cats are going to attack it, and the cats attacked it, blah, blah, blah. That was an old story. Well, the other day, I got woken up by my wife crying. And I thought that a dog had eaten a cat because she came in going, there was a guy with a dog and the cat. And I'm like, oh, God, dead cat. And she's like, and then the cat attacked the dog.
Dead cat.
And then he was like kicking the cat. And she goes, and then I tried to get the cat
kicking
off.
The cat. Kicking then, the cat. Kicking the cat. Damn.
And then he called me a fucking bitch. So she's crying because the guy called her a fucking bitch. And he's with mm-hmm. his girlfriend. He keeps walking. And she's like, hey, wait a minute. You want me to go get my husband and see what he thinks about you calling me a fucking bitch? You know, pulling the little kid, I'm going to tattle on you thing. And she goes, I'm not a fucking bitch. I was just trying to get my cat off of your dog. And he's like, fuck you, and flipped her off and kept walking. So she got her feelers hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Came in and told me. I woke up out of a sleep to my wife bawling her head off because some asshole called her a fucking bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So I did what I would never do, and I got dressed and jumped on my bike and chased him down.
Uh-huh.
Then I said, hey, are you the dude that just called my wife a fucking bitch? I'm half asleep.
Yeah.
He had sunglasses on.
Sun's probably like blind in your eyes.
It's like 9:50 in the morning.
Oh, man.
Sunny as fuck, yeah.
Yep.
And he's got his dog and his other dog girlfriend. Just kidding. But it looked like he thought about it for
two
like 4 or 5 seconds.
Two dogs and a micro dude.
That's right. He had sunglasses on. I couldn't see his eyes, but he's like... Yeah. And then he eventually apologized, and we all worked it out. But the dog got his face scratched, and I said, you know, it's not even my cat. It's my daughter's cat, and she's moving in like 2 days. And then he's like, well, I know you. I don't know if you know me. Long story, but whatever. I never do that. I chased mm-hmm. it. I thought I was going to get in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't.
You were prepared.
I didn't want to get in a fight. I just mm-hmm. wanted to find out why he did that. And then
you had put on your cheese hiding shorts.
He said he was going to go back and apologize, but he was afraid his dog was going to get attacked again. I said, you should be, because those cats are territorial right now, and they are out to protect their kitties, and so they're going to attack anything. He's like, I was walking down the middle of the road with my dog on a leash, and your cat came from your porch. And I said, I know, not my cat. Once again, sorry. But yeah, that was kind of fun, and I think he scratched his dog's face and stuff, and then so I saw this story about dogs. This dude is in jail in Reading which is where our friend Dano from the Athearchist lives. I wonder if Dano from the Athearchist knows this dude. He just got arrested for killing his girlfriend's dog and feeding it to her. He cooked it.
Oh, he went all Scott Tenorman's parents.
He did. He told her it was pork. Her nice little Pomeranian dog.
As long as you cooked it, it's safe to eat.
And then he left the dog's
paws. Pomeranian?
He left the dog's paws on her doorstep the next day. We have a message from our guy.
Only if they're playing.
No, I'm good. I'm good, though. But thank you. French fries are cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I like French fries.
Let's eat a big pile of French fries. Let's see.
I like chicken nuggets from McDonald's. That's what I like.
Those are gross.
Sure. They are gross, but they are good.
They're better than eating a dog, though. This guy said that he did it as a sick form of revenge. And so he told her it was pork, and then he left, and she was eating it, and then he texted her and says, "How's your dog taste?" Dude, is that crazy?
How's your dog taste? He got that idea from South Park. I mean, that's
you
totally
know
right.
He did.
Yeah, he's like,
had to have.
I'm going
to
do that. But to me, if you're going to eat a dog, I don't think a Pomeranian would be that good of a dog to eat. I think it'd be like all tough because it's got the short legs, probably overusing all those muscles from, you know, all the steps and things, right?
Right.
It's not a dog that likes to just lay around very much. Likes to run around and yip.
Yep.
So and I would imagine the meat is a very tough on a Pomeranian.
It wouldn't taste
but
good.
Think
it,
while you, I mean, in the process of cooking someone that meal, I mean, you can't just like kill the dog and throw it on a plate. You know, I mean, you have to. You had to
cut it up and stuff, and
yeah, you have to
make it
shave
into a steak.
It.
Yeah,
you have to shave it and then gut it and then
make it into like a dog chop.
Skin it. I mean, that's and then let it hang dry probably, and you know, cure a little bit. Yeah, I got to cut up meat on there. I mean, you got to know what you're doing, and you know, it's a lot of prep work.
Dude, that's gross.
It's a lot of prep work, and where you would have thought processes going like you're either laughing about it all the whole way or you're like questioning whether or not you should do this.
Probably both. It's definitely malice aforethought.
If he's a psychological psychopath, though, I mean, he would just be laughing the whole way thinking about how awesome it's going to be.
You think?
Mm-hmm. There are people on that end of the spectrum.
Well, see, now he's saying he didn't cook or feed the dog to her, but he does admit to putting the paws on her porch.
Oh, he didn't cook it. He just...
Oh, no. He says he didn't do that stuff. She says he did, and she says that he sent the text, "How's your dog taste?" He's denying all that, but he's saying he did put the paws on her porch. Which, if you're going to claim that you did part of it, why not just claim all of it? Because he knows he'd be getting in big trouble.
Maybe it wasn't actually the dog. Maybe he disposed of the dog and then just gave her some spaghetti or whatever it was.
Pork.
Pork, yeah.
And then texted her and said, "How's the dog taste?"
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't actually that, so he's like, you know, denying that he actually did it. But he did say what he wanted her to believe that.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, it's pretty fucking sick.
Yeah, just the whole taking care of the dog.
Taking care of business.
Mm-hmm. When you say you want something taken care of, you set it on fire.
Is that what you do?
That's what Rafi on the league does. They're like, "Take care of that my car for me." And he went inside, and then he came back out, and his car was on fire.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, "I told you to take care of your car." He's like, "Yeah, that's what take care of means." And he's like, "What did you think I meant when I asked you to
take care of
my cats?"
Kids? Oh.
And he's like, "I set them on fire."
See, that's funny.
I think you should write a song, "Sleeping Late with Mama Kitty."
With Mama Kitty?
Mm-hmm. Yep. From the perspective of a kitten. A song from the perspective of a kitten.
Okay. All right.
In the style of Aerosmith.
In the style of Aerosmith?
Aerosmith.
In the style of Aerosmith. Hey, I don't know if I had mentioned this on a former podcast or not, but I think I did. Christine Levine, local, not local to us, but Portland comic.
Levine.
She has been outing this lady on the internet that has been faking cancer and getting a bunch of funds.
Ooh.
And a lot of people were saying, hey, you don't have proof of that. Not her friends, but other people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it finally came out. The lady did get busted. And that's rude. In your local hometown, to shave your head and, like, go to fake doctor's appointments and falsify documents saying that you have...
Convince other people to shave their head.
In solidarity.
Mm-hmm.
No. But yeah, she's busted. Can't remember her name and my phone. God, if I had money, dude, I would throw my phone through your fucking studio window right now.
That's why you got to save your old phones or buy ones for a dollar on eBay.
Dude, they're all pieces of shit.
Buy spare ones. Start collecting spare ones instead of having people send them overseas. Have them donate them to you so you could throw them against walls.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You could sell it as a cell phone rage kit, dude. Just put an old phone in there, sell it for $10. People buy it and they can just smash it against the wall and then clean it up and put it away.
Now clean it up.
Did you know in Mongolia, when someone sneezes, you know what you say?
Fuck you.
You say, God bless you, and may your mustache grow like brushwood.
That's a weird thing. Why would you want someone to do... Why? Why?
You want your mustache to grow like brushwood.
But I heard that. I just wanted to know why you would want someone's mustache to grow. Does that mean that you're thriving? Bless mm-hmm. you and...
When you got, yeah, and go forth Mongolia, and prosper. It's probably like an Amish beard.
Oh, silly Mongolians.
You know, the bigger Mongolian mustache you have, the bigger your place at the Mongolian grill.
Is that true?
When you go in the Mongolian grill, you get more beef.
I don't know about that.
You know, there. You know, remember that one book that we talked about that did not use the letter I?
Yeah.
I.
Uh-huh.
There is another novel I found out. This novel is palindromic.
Huh.
The whole novel is a palindrome. It is 32,000 words long.
No way.
That's what I read on the interwebs.
Dude, I gotta put a link to that. You should put a link to that on our page, and I want to share it with Mark Saltvite. Uh-huh. From Portland. He's the palindrome master of the U.S., I believe. He went out to New York and did a palindrome contest. 32,000-word palindrome?
A 32,000-word palindrome.
That's unbelievable. I do believe it, but that is an unbelievable feat.
Yep, 167 pages. And their name is Levine.
Is it one sentence?
No, it's not one.
Because that would be a run-on. For the love of Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Yeah, and then...
For the love of Mike.
Yeah, that sounds like way too many.
Dude, that's a lot. That's a lot. It's a fucking lot, dude.
I would read it, but I don't see a link. Let me see if I can find what it is. Okay. It's called Dr. Awkward. Did you know that's a palindrome?
No.
Dr. Awkward.
I think I heard that before, but I'd forgotten it.
Yeah. And Olsen in Oslo. Olsen in Oslo.
Okay.
Olsen in Oslo.
Is it just a bunch of... palindromes, or is it one long?
It's just one long palindromic palindrome.
Dude.
Maybe.
Okay.
Do you think it is?
If it says it is, then I guess it is.
I'm going to read it.
Dude, you can't read 32,000 words.
You could read a lot more words than that.
Not on a podcast. You could read the first 10 and then read the last 10.
All right, I'm going to read... Read by Lawrence Levine in St. Augustine in Florida.
Okay.
It's not going to make sense if I read it.
You can only read 10 words and then the first 10 and the last 10.
The long voyage between my first tentative effort at constructing a short palindrome of some 40 letters. Wait, is this the...
No, this isn't four words or something.
This is the...
Because there's no way that could be part of it.
I wrote my first extended pound. It came to 170. Here's a 170 word palindrome.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, I gotta see where. That does not look like a palindrome to me.
Read the first 10 words and the last 10.
Well, that would be several. Okay. No, wait. I got it. Tacit. I hate gas. Aroma of evil. A nut. Sleep. No melons. Drawers. Bards. Eta Delta. Ebon. A hair. Macaroni. Stone wraps. Id. Alas. Lion. Apes's or lines, a loner, war, obeil, I hate, jam, ugh, cabs, warts, two, spas, Odin, rocks.
That's not sentences.
No beetle, dates, drabs, rewards, no lemon pills, tuna, live foam, or a stage Tahiti cat.
That's not, that's.
I score and I do, sap, suit, straws, bok, gum, a jet, ah, it I abhor, a wren, oh la, senile roses, pan, oil, salad, I spare not sin or a camera, ha!
Dude, that's nonsense. That's fucking nonsense.
I revile dope, naps, a wagon, add a sob, oh damn it, so do dodos, lepers.
What the fuck?
Mark up a love. Sips editor tops rhyme.
Sips editor? Dude, those aren't even fucking words.
Sips editors tops rhyme. Denim deep.
Top ramen?
Repose. Alas, simoleons. Loops, rats, gals. A tar bag and a maniac cane. A mad nag, a brat, a slag star. Spools, Noel. Oh, Miss L.
That's
Aesop.
Fucking bullshit. That is fucking bullshit.
Ermine Emers.
What?
Rodside,
that's not
despise.
Even a thing. That's not a thing.
Volapuk. Rama repel that's me that so thing. Do dodos. Tin mad hops, adenog, a wasp, and a pod liver.
It's not a thing. That's fucking fake shit, dude.
Dude, that's a 170 word palindrome. I kind of skipped around and didn't do it in order, so it's not. But
yeah, well, all those
I
words,
thought it was very interesting.
That made no sense. It is it.
It's a palindrome because the first letter is tacit. I hate gas, and then the last part is sage Tahiti cat. So if you said tacit, I hate cat. I hate gas. Tacit, I hate gas. Sage Tahiti cat. That is a palindrome.
That makes no sense, though. Sage Tahiti hat.
Tahiti cat.
Is that a cat from Tahiti?
It was Sage.
Is that their name?
Mm-hmm.
Sage Tahiti hat.
Yep. Dude. Or you could go with. Wait, where would that be with the, I don't know where, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any
you
sense.
You could go, with where,
if you think it does.
Tacit, I hate gas, aroma of evil, a nut, sleep. Peels, tuna, live foam, or a sage Tahiti cat. That is also a palindrome.
That's not a sentence, though. It's just a bunch of words.
There's a period at the end.
Okay, well, so does that mean... does that mean that... never mind.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of those... I want a palindrome to mean something like Satan oscillate my whatever the fuck it is.
Your metallic sonatas?
Yeah, metallic sonatas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. But that stuff that you're talking about, a Tahiti hat, Tahiti cat, that's fucking tacit is not a word.
Tacit Tahiti cat, tacit Tahiti cat.
So you've heard of bath salts, and you've heard of all these other things. Have you heard of the new thing?
Bath bubbles.
Smoking bed bugs.
Bed bugs.
Bed bugs. Everybody smoke bed bugs. No, it's a real thing, though. You can't You can't smoke the fresh bed bugs. You got to dry them out and crush them. You crush them.
So what would that...
It creates a euphoric, hallucinogenic high that borders between LSD and alcohol.
Oh, weird.
Bed bugs. Everybody smoke bed bugs. So Foresight came up. Death Metal Dave came up from Reno, and he said the people, just like they were doing with the bath salts in Reno, they always take it to the next level with the bed bugs. They're firing up, they're fucking shooting up.
No way, dude.
They're cooking up a bed bug, because now this is how it originated. Someone found out that there's this weird chemical in a bed bug that gets you wasted. And so the kids started smoking them.
Well, to make that, you can synthesize that chemical, can't you, rather than just fucking shooting.
Yeah, but
bed bugs
are free.
I guess, if you had them.
Yeah, but how do you know if you got them? The pictures I saw, they're pretty good-sized bugs, and you'd think you'd see them. Now,
I guess you grow them. If you find a few, you start raising them.
Before I found out that the reason they tried them was because they heard on the internet that there was this weird chemical in them that made you go wacko, I thought...
Wacko!
Maybe some crackhead was at a seedy apartment or a motel, and he had lost his last crack rock in the bottom of the... You know, the bed frame, and he's looking for the crack rock. And I was like, did you find your crack rock? No, bed bug. Fuck it, let's do it. Dried out a couple days. Well, you know.
I've tried that with a few things.
Bed bug. Everybody smoke and bed bugs.
Belly button lint, I smoked that one time.
So they outlawed smoking bed bugs in Brownsville. You can't dance.
You guys should get one of those bug salt guns.
Okay.
Killing flies.
For bed bugs?
It'll work on bed bugs, too, probably.
So you could kill the bed bugs and just harvest them.
Yeah, no, I meant for your flies. It's like a super soaker, but it shoots a little bit of table salt.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll kill the bugs. You can shoot it, and it's all safe because it's salt.
See, and now there's not nearly as many flies because all those stinky little shitty kitties are gone. And all those cats and all that afterbirth and all that fucking, you know, cats have.
You got to eat that shit, dude. Get rid of it.
They probably did. I used to have a cat when I was younger that used to eat its kitties. It was a cannibal cat.
Cannibal cat.
She'd have them like prematurely because she had problems with her female pussy parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kitties would come out and then she'd just eat them.
Hmm.
It's like weird.
Was it the day after?
It was. It was one day old pussy parts.
You know Duff McCoggan?
Yeah, I mentioned his name on Monday or whatever, the last episode, 726. Because I've been reading about him.
In 1994,
he decided
to invest $100,000 in local Seattle companies.
Such as Starbucks. Really?
Microsoft. Amazon.
94? So he's a rich motherfucker then. Not because of just Guns N' Roses, though.
Most likely, unless he sold them too early.
Yeah, I saw some people who got in on Google early on.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just bought like $150 worth of shares and ended up being worth $26 million.
Where were we?
I don't know. I don't fucking buy stocks and bonds and I don't look at the market. But what's up and coming? How can we do it? How can we do it, Gats?
Just got to study it.
We could make our whole podcast studio and have...
I'd probably make money on there if I geeked out on it and just studied it. And I don't know how it's done, though.
The stock market?
Yeah.
Well, you just got to wait for that big next business 20 years before it even comes to fruition.
Did you know that a man lived without an anus for 55 years?
No shit.
No, you didn't. He never did for 55 years.
So that's weird. I know
he was
a
Chinese man.
I know a man with no kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And he still ain't pissing.
He was born with an imperforate anus.
Imperfect?
Condition which one out of every 5,000 infants is born with a misplaced, blocked, or missing rectal opening.
What?
Uh-huh.
That's a fucking weird statistic.
Yep. One out of 5,000 seems like... That seems like pretty bad odds, 1 in 5,000.
That's not good.
Wouldn't you have heard about that?
Was it perforated anus or?
Imperforate anus.
Imperforate?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's more common in boys than in girls.
Imperforate. What does that even mean?
It's normally repaired during infancy, but this guy couldn't afford the operation until he was middle-aged.
Mm.
So how did he move his bowels?
With a wheelchair.
He endured a 5-centimeter diameter surgical hole near his urethra for excrement.
Oh, my God.
Which he could squeeze stools out with his hands.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Howard, what is going on right now?
Yep. Basically, he had a colostomy. Yep. It's just located a little closer to his scrotum than the rear.
Okay. Yep. That's a great hole to end on.
Yeah, could you imagine? I mean, you could stand up and poop that way. You just like... would be just like squeezing out this
a go-gurt.
Yeah. I guess if you put some extra skin there, had some extra skin grafted there, you could just kind of like have an reservoir tip on your anus to where like it could hold one poop, and then later on you could go and squeeze it out in the toilet.
Guess what name just popped into my head? Jared Nelson. Are you listening, Jared? Because we hadn't talked shit for a long time. Happy belated birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Hope everything's going good out there in Virginia. But we better get out of here.
I'm going to get out of here.
Let's get out of here. I think we might eat some McDonald's french fries. That's gross.
I know. I bet there'll be a salt on there.
Nuclear salt.
Yep. Nuclear salt.
Hey, you guys, thanks for listening. If it is a hump day today, get out there and do some humping.
And thanks for glistening.
And remember, don't be doing no scrap meddling.
Ah.
And don't smoke bed bugs, kids. Cowboys are gay.
Bed bugs.
And rest in peace, Mr. Jaws. That's what I learned on today's episode.
Jaws, Joan, and 9/11. Rock on.
Always remember. Wait, never forget. Oh, metal.